Welcome to Mind Walk, produced at Upstart Radio for the radio, the internet, community, and micropower stations worldwide.
You are a misogynist. Not only that, you are a Christian Zionist, and you support the war in Gaza by the Zionists.
I want to thank the authorities.
Focused on lethality, meritocracy, warfighting, accountability, and
corrupt
and
senators, when are you going to stop bombing babies in Gaza? Veterans are committing suicide and are homeless. My father, a veteran, committed suicide, and you're sending money to bomb babies. Send money to bomb children in Gaza. Shame on all. We need money for veterans committing suicide. Veterans are homeless. We need money here, not to bomb babies in Gaza.
20 years of illegal war and a genocide in Gaza. That's the recruiting crisis. No money for disasters. Only $8 billion to Israel's lost children. That's the recruiting crisis.
Can I leave, please?
Extending the power of our military to a country that bombs children is
treason.
I'll say it again. Extending the power of our military to a country that bombs children is treason. I'm tired, people. I'm exhausted. I'm supposed to represent the intrusive thoughts of the people, that inner dialogue. And it seems our legacy, our voice, has been reduced to making some big Hollywood studios redesign movie characters. And for what? For some convenience? Some comfort? Some entertainment? It's sad. I mean, what happened? Your balls drop off? I'll say it one more time. Extending the power of our military to a country that bombs children is treason. And who's going to stand up and say something? Who's going to stand up and do something? Where's our military at? You? You all are just going to stand for this? You're going to blindly follow some more orders that lead you to an attack on some school somewhere in the Middle East? Because that's where this is leading. Our voice is stronger than you give it credit for. We've proven that in the past. Now make it mean something.
Upstart Radio.
Right now, you are living in the absolute peak of human capability. We are the wealthiest, most technologically hyper-advanced civilization to ever exist on this planet. We launch reusable rockets into space and stream the entire sum of human knowledge to a glass rectangle in our pockets. So how does a nation with unlimited genius end up with government systems so convoluted they actively harm the people they're supposed to serve? It's because the bureaucracy is working exactly as it was designed to. We're taught in school that our system is complicated because of checks and balances, but over the last century, a mutation has occurred. Congress stopped passing specific actionable laws and started passing massive vague mandates that keep us locked in a permanent administrative state. If you pay taxes in Europe, you see the high-speed rail, you see the subsidized university, you see the universal care. In America, we pay the government, and then we turn around and pay private insurance premiums, private tuition, and tolls to drive on roads our grandfathers already paid for. So where does our money go? It gets devoured by the machine itself. The ultimate abuse of power happens right on Capitol Hill. Our elected officials have completely abandoned the traditional budget process. Instead, they wait until a shutdown deadline is minutes away, and then they drop a 4,000-page omnibus spending bill compiled behind closed doors and corporate lobbyists. No one reads it, your representative doesn't read it, and they're forced to vote yes to keep the government open. Buried inside those thousands of pages are the kickbacks, the special interest carve-outs, and the permanent funding lines for undeserving programs that have nothing to do with the welfare of the American taxpayer.
Good news, amendment. They ratified ya. You're in the U.S. Constitution.
Oh, yeah. Doors open, boys.
It is taxation without total transparency. It is the illusion of representation. When politicians vote on these bills, they aren't voting for you. They are voting to protect their own leverage, their own donors, and the survival of the machine that keeps them in power. And you might think we can just vote them out, but the system anticipated that, too. Through partisan gerrymandering, politicians use sophisticated algorithms to draw their own voting districts. They choose their voters. Their voters don't choose them. The only race that matters is the low turnout party primary, which means politicians only have to please the most extreme, polarized sliver of their base and their wealthiest donors. The moderate, common sense will of the vast majority of the American public is completely irrelevant to their political survival. They have insulated themselves from accountability.
Why can't we just make a law against flag burning?
because that law would be unconstitutional. But if we change the Constitution,
then we can make all sorts of crazy laws.
Now you're catching on.
You know, they just made homelessness illegal in America. Can you imagine that? It's illegal to be homeless, but not illegal to make you homeless. Criminalizing being poor when you are made poor by a criminal system. You're not allowed to not have enough money to pay for your own survival, but they're allowed to make your survival too expensive to pay for. And if you have any blotch on your credit record, why, you it may as well be a criminal record. You can't rent, you can't get a job, you can't secure housing, you can't get a car, anything. And they talk about China's social credit system. Well, you invented it. They've got your social security number around your neck like an iron collar. Everybody in that country has debt collectors chasing after them like bloodhounds after an escaped convict. Well, you know, there's something called the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, and that's supposed to protect you. But they don't want anyone to know about it. They want you to think that your only recourse is to go to the government for help, when it's that same government that puts you in debt, keeps you in debt, and is itself in debt. The same government that is bought and paid for by the very predatory, parasitic companies that make life too expensive in America, that make it impossible to get an education without drowning in debt for the rest of your life. The same government and the same courts that have taken all the rights and protections away from you and given them to corporations and given them to the super rich. They don't want you to even know about your rights under international law.
Howard Lutnick! Howard Lutnick! $10! $10, he bought a sex mansion! He bought a sex trafficking mansion for $10! Hey. That's what y'all living next to, yeah! Hey. Sex trafficking! Hey. When they say, what's on the living? Howard Lutnick, look him up! That's what y'all living next to! A lot of y'all are complicit with this shit! A lot of y'all are complicit! A lot of evil motherfuckers out here on this street! There's a lot of evil motherfuckers on this street. We came out here to bring attention to the sex trafficking, but since y'all want to talk shit, we sit out here hard night and make fucking noise. No justice, no peace, motherfuckers.
No justice.
Y'all complicit with that shit.
No justice, no pain.
Yeah. 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 Sweet Jesus. That's right. That's where all the rich motherfuckers live at. That's why y'all mad. We know it's in y'all. We know it's y'all. Like, y'all get all this money. Y'all rich motherfuckers get all this money, think y'all can do whatever y'all want. Y'all out here mad about pedophilia. Tell me y'all not mad about pedophilia. Tell me y'all not mad about that shit. Bunch of pedophiles, bunch of rich pedophiles. Who are y'all niggas out here? Bunch of rich pedophiles. Get the Epstein list. Russ, get the Epstein list. Russ, get the Epstein list. Russ, get the Epstein list.
Hey, pedo done. Your empire is done. Pedo done, done, done.
You started the war, you thought you would win.
Uh-huh.
Now look at the mess that your country is in.
Look at it.
Your generals crying, your plan was a bust. The promises made are now turning to dust. Marco Rubio was sweating, he's grilled on the floor. They asked for the billions you wasted on war. You lied from day one, you keep capping a lot. But look at the street, yeah, we got it on lock. Lockdown! You're begging for mercy, you're begging for peace while telling your media Iran wants to cease.
You sure?
You're losing the straight, you're losing the state, and now the whole public is drowning in hate. You told, stop talking about Epstein.
Shh. Now listen to the crowd.
Epstein, Epstein, Epstein.
Louder!
Epstein, Epstein, Epstein.
Don't stop talking about
Epstein, Epstein, Epstein.
Louder!
Epstein, Epstein, Epstein.
You lied about Iran. The Navy is gone. You promised regime change from darkness to dawn.
Keep dreaming.
Your beautiful B2s were flying so high, still shaking inside.
You're about to cry.
You stood on the stage looking completely detached, saying, I don't care about voters, it's cash.
Did he really say that? Yeah, he did.
You care about ballrooms, luxury suites, while American families starve on the streets. Inflation is peaking, the economy's dead, but you worry about Israel instead. The corruption is deep, AIPAC's buying the state. Every politician's got a price on their plate. You're all just puppets dancing for funds while Iran is standing and holding the guns.
You're losing the straight, you're losing the state.
And now the whole public is drowning in hate.
You told, stop talking about Epstein. Shh. Now listen to the crowd.
Epstein, Epstein, Epstein.
Louder!
Epstein, Epstein, Epstein.
Don't stop talking about
Epstein, Epstein.
yourself a king, but you're just a BJ queen. The biggest disaster the White House has seen. Your empire is done, 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 done.
Head on, done.
Upstart Radio.
War is a murder. Good men don't die. Children don't starve, and all the women survive. War is a murder. Lots of the slay, and you're fighting the devil. Murder's okay. War is a murder. They're called casualties. There ain't a veteran with a good night's sleep. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor. They don't feel that brave. They don't feel avenged. They're lucky if they got grazed. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. The dead don't talk, but their children don't forget. So in 20 short years you can live to regret that. War isn't murder, there's money at stake. Hell, even Kushner agrees it's good at real estate. War isn't murder, ask Netanyahu. He's got a song for that, he's got a bomb for you. War is a murder, it's an old desert faith. It's a nation state sanctioned righteous hate. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. War is a murder, it's the vengeance of God. If you can't see the bodies, they don't blow when they rot. And the flies don't swarm and the children don't cry. If war is a murder, good men don't die. So in a short 20 years, will you vacation the strip? Try not to think about the dead and have a nice trip. War isn't murder, let's all give thanks. I saw it all in a movie, give it up for Tom Hanks. War isn't murder, they don't ship out the poor. And the bullets they fire ain't part of the cure. War isn't murder, land is a right. But the bank's called dibs, it's something you can't fight. Let's talk about dead people. I mean a dead people. The dead don't feel honor, they don't feel that brave. Don't feel avenged, they're lucky if they got graves. Call your dead mother, ask her when she died. It's a deathly silence on the other line. The dead don't talk, but the children don't forget. So in 20 short years, you can live to regret that.
It's the fact that we're now rounding third base on a decade since the whole Epstein thing happened. And somehow, it wasn't enough to wake you all up to the idea that it's all of them. That it's every last one of them. And they're all working together, in the shadows, to maintain the idea that it's just a few bad apples, not the whole orchard. It's funny, don't you think? Almost as funny as Larry Silverstein buying two buildings so infested with asbestos that the cost to remove it all was more than the buildings were worth. Almost as funny as Larry Silverstein going out of his way to pay more insurance than he needed to, insisting that the buildings were worth more than they appraised for. 6 weeks before the attacks. Almost as funny as Larry Silverstein not being at work that day. Almost as funny as you all thinking that we don't know whose hand is in our pocket, who's pulling these strings, that you all think we don't see the agenda. Almost as funny as you all thinking we're still gonna keep buying your distractions. Your time is almost up.
Why the fuck am I paying my taxes when some goons can come and harass us? Kick down the door without a warrant. Our Fourth Amendment is now under attack. And this is all happening in Minneapolis and it's spreading all over the map. And it's an attack on our constitutional rights. We steadily pushing them back. We taking the streets now. And they don't care if it's all about peace. They'll serve you a beat down. Gaslight you and say you assaulted them. Made me wanna turn into a narcissist. President undiagnosed narcissist. How the fuck did the world get so ominous? 500 whole years of some heartlessness. Rise up, take a stand. No one is illegal on stolen land. No one is illegal on stolen land. No one is illegal on stolen land.
Fuck ice, ice out. Say it with your chest, ice out. Say it with your whole chest, ice out. If you don't stand up, then it's lights out.
President Trump responded to this incident saying it was, quote, horrible to watch. He said that this woman was clearly an agitator and says that he agrees with DHS.
She wasn't a woman that was hurt, like, oh, my heart's injured. She was a professional.
This nation is made up of all immigration except for the natives. Sankashi the blessed us. Shingala migra puñeta. These fuckers ain't trying to protect us. They trying to arrest us. Locking the people in cages, outrageous. They trying to detain us. These agents are brainless. A bunch of sore losers, they really stormtroopers committing these crimes in the heinous. I won't take this, cause it seems like the Second Amendment only applies to the ones who take the side of the federal government and their lies. Selling out your people for that 60k bonus, you already know that's some whole shit. Looking like a whole Nazi, a slave catcher, the Gestapo, whatever is bogus. How the fuck do you sleep at night? How the fuck do you sleep? How the fuck do you sleep at night when you split up whole families? How the fuck do you sleep at night? How the fuck do you sleep? How the fuck do you sleep at night when you split up whole family? Rise up, take a stand. No one is illegal on stolen land. No one is illegal on stolen land. No one is illegal on stolen land.
Fuck ice, ice out. Say it with your chest, ice out. Say it with your whole chest, ice out. If you don't stand up, then it's lights out.
Indigenous people, we issue an eviction. No, this is ICE. Get the fuck out my sight now. Late stage capitalism is crumbling. Empires falling in front of us right now. Dollar is plummeting. Approval ratings are tumbling. Flipping upside down. They stacking up billions, trafficking children. Innocent people get tied down. Don't want us to see it, so they delete it. The people already leaked it. Exposing the truth. They all criminals in some suits and we see it. Blow whistle, protest and whipple. This is so simple. This won't make the headline news. Crack the algorithm. Fuck your censorship. We about to flip our own damn views. If they can genocide Palestine, why the fuck do you think they can't do this to you? If they can invade Venezuela, why the fuck do you think that they can't make this our truth? If you can sit around on the couch not do a damn thing, what the fuck do you think they want? So get your ass outside, they ain't got no soul, they'll pull up to your home. How the fuck do you sleep at night? How the fuck do you sleep? How the fuck do you sleep at night when the people fill up the streets? How the fuck do you sleep at night? How the fuck do you sleep? How the fuck do you sleep at night when the people fill up the streets? Rise up, take a stand. No one is illegal on stolen land. No one is illegal on stolen land. No one is illegal on stolen land. Rise up, take a stand. No one is illegal on stolen land. No one is illegal on stolen land. No one is illegal on stolen land.
Fuck ice, ice out. Say it with your chest, ice out. Say it with your whole chest, ice out. If you don't stand up, then it's lights out. Fuck ice, ice out. Say it with your chest, ice out. Say it with your whole chest, ice out. If you don't stand up, then it's lights out.
Everything coming your fucking way, you evil fucking Nazis, you soulless white supremacists. Fuck you, fuck you. A fucking curse on all of your fucking families. I hope you rot miserably fucking alone. I hope the images of his three-year-old fucking daughter watching her fucking father bleed out on the sidewalk haunts your fucking nightmares, you ghouls, you disgusting disgrace. You traitors to this fucking country! You're traitors to humanity! I fucking hate you! I hope you fucking suffer, bitch! I hope you fucking suffer! I hope you suffer the same fate of these people that are being murdered in the street! Fuck you! I hope they get you, bitch! I hope they fucking get you! Fuck you! Gotta eat them! I hate them so fucking much. Oh my God.
Wanna know what it is? It's the Rockefellers. Having our public education system bought and paid for decades. You know, there's a good reason they don't teach you business in public school. There's a good reason they don't teach you to file your taxes. It's because the Rockefellers just want good little manufacturers. Obedient little employees already subscribed to the idea of a 9-to-5. Raise your hand to go to the bathroom. Please, sir, can I have some more? No! No, you can't have any more! You know what it is? You know what it is? It's the Rothschilds. Once upon a time, requesting a Federal Reserve, the richest people in the world said nay. Said, actually. And the Rothschilds responded with, do you guys like cruise ships? It's that, through all of the atrocity, through all of the corruption, we're supposed to sit here and act like the world that the system built, the world that the billionaires and the people in power built, is made for us, and it's not. And what's more is in the modern day, we're all supposed to just sit here like good little girls and goyims for Big Daddy Netanyahu while he fights a Zionist war on the other side of an ocean on our blood and our flesh, our taxpayer dollar. Why? Because we're all just sacrificial lambs, rats in a cage, running around looking for the cheese. Well, you know what? I think it's time we band together and find it.
Are you still talking about Jeffrey Epstein?
I know you motherfuckers saw the emails. I know you motherfuckers saw the Epstein files. Trafficking them underage females. Then he died in prison, but it wasn't suicide. You just gotta look into the details. You'll see that the government protecting these guys who participated in it, so they pump you with the slop until your goy brain's fried. To give us all Epstein amnesia. Gorge yourself on all these lies they feed you, trying to give us all Epstein amnesia. Whoa. Now's the time to take down all our leaders. Now. But first we gotta talk about the Minnesota daycares. What about the kids that they was trafficking at Wayfair? Wait, where my point go? I'm over inundated from the media. The Merle Life Wikipedia people sure don't play fair. Cause I can't read the evidence through all the fingerprints. And how the fuck is Kurt the only guy that's making sense? I wanna make a difference with the facts I keep forgetting. Plus an A, I took my job, so how am I supposed to pay the rent? Wait, back to the topic we were talking about Iran, right? Man, this shit is crazy, almost crazy as them damn ice agents chasing aliens and immigrants. I need the neuralizer to relieve me of my give a shit. I lost my point, I need to open up my third eye. I just remembered, I forgot that Charlie Kirk died. Quirk bride, shooting pyrotechnics out of her thighs. Stir fry my brain till I forget about the worst guys. Wait, weren't we supposed to talk about some emails? Remember? The ones from the Epstein guy. Think he did something bad to females. Then he died in jail, but I don't remember why. Just a little fuzzy on the details. But ain't no way the government protecting these guys who participated in it, so just pump me with the slop because my goy brain's fried. Hope I don't got Epstein amnesia. I spend too much time on social media. Fuck, I think I got Epstein amnesia. Think it might be time to take a breather. Nah, fuck that shit. Let's talk about Jeff. The pedophile sex and the babies getting chef. And don't forget the most important part of this shit. Whose side you about to pick? The right or the left? I swear I had a point, but all of a sudden I forget. Cause I just found out black people don't believe in Tourette's. Fuck it, I just want a goon to some AI sex. Who does Jake fight next? I got that what's his name amnesia. We'll just save the world at our own leisure. Let's hit TGI for steak fajitas. Then I got two front row seats for Chris D'Elia. What were we talking about?
It's a double chunk chocolate cookie.
Dinner the shakes, the french fries, the burgers.
One word about Jeffrey Epstein. You know why? Because Donald Trump. The guy was over $50,000. I don't know why you're laughing.
Boom! Hello, everybody. This is the News at 10, Bob reporting. The news is brought to you by Khan. Some good news about that later. First, here's the news of the world. Law Director Harry Van Berg has ruled that Pepsi-Cola and Coca-Cola are lotteries. Both will be ending soon on orders of the City Law Department. Milk, it may become scarce this weekend as milk threatened to go out on strike Saturday night. Shacktown Dobbs tells us that the evacuation of the shanty homes is nearly complete. Some Cuyahoga Falls high school girls. Now, here's some news. Eddie Fisher has just announced that he and Elizabeth Taylor are charged with taking obscene pictures of Dobbs. Eddie says he'll ask Debbie Reynolds for a quickie. Could it be another fiery mid-air crash? It's not known yet. A brand new 1959 Ford can be yours. Con, you're drawing unemployment. You're drawing unemployment. And Con, you pay absolutely nothing. Con, no strings attached. No gimmicks. Con. Partly cloudy and milder tonight with a low of 49 degrees. Continued partly cloudy but colder tomorrow, a high of 40. There is a possibility of some snow flurries tomorrow night. That's it. Who needs it? Come in your raincoat, Front Street. Remember, come in your slacks and shorts.
You want to know what it is? It's that they can suppress a video, but I can remake it. So without further ado, here's version 2 of Ask Yourself Why, and I won't stop until at least 1 million people see it. Ask Yourself Why. Why a letter exists, full of anthrax, addressed to Tom Brokaw, that wishes the worst upon 2 very specific countries. Ask yourself why, when the United Nations voted to make food a human right, were 2 very specific countries, those same 2 countries from the letter, the only ones to vote no. Ask yourself why, all over this country, we are flying 2 flags. Ask yourself why Silverstein wasn't at work that day. Ask yourself why he insisted to up the appraisal. Ask yourself why there's no remnants of a plane at the Pentagon. Ask yourself why Tower 7 fell due to structural blah, blah, blah. Ask yourself why 3 buildings made history that day. Ask yourself why black boxes made to withstand the pressure of the ocean, explosions, fire would disappear, but passports made of paper would survive. Ask yourself why. Wake up. It's time.
Jesus stood up at the sermon of the mount. He said, blessed is the second fuck around and find out. You could hear his shouting, oh, damn Galilee. He said, this cross is a creation of the last administration. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. I'm the exception. I'm a bold and brave erection. Standing tall in the anonymous comment section. There's a new golden rule. I might tread on you, but don't you tread on me. Abe Lincoln stood up out on Gettysburg Field. He said, build that wall, the great replacement is real. I ain't preserving this union for nobody darker than me. The men that died here today, they might have died here in vain, we'll see. But don't you tread on me. Don't tread on me. You don't want this smoke, there ain't nothing to fix, cause I ain't woke. The tree remembers, the axe forgets, talk shit and get hit. Don't you wish you was born here like me? Don't tread on me. Dr. King stood up high on the steps, looking down at all the people he was keen to address. He said, ladies and gentlemen, I have a dream that one day we'll be so divided by generation and class and color. We'll decide, draw a line in the sand and hate whoever we please, but don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. I am an island, not that one, but one kind of like it. I'm a wolf and you're the sheep. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Ain't it a shame? Watch it all get washed away. Anyone who ever fought for peace get burned to the ground. God, I hate the sound. But don't tread on me.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production for non-profit use.